This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Howard. I have to say, I love that music. It's, even though it's 6:50 in the morning your time, it certainly got me up and about.
It's just the most music. Yeah, it's the most incredible song. It's called Adama Veshamayim. It's just got such a, I don't know, such a great energy. Really, really is a good way to get going. All right, tell us about Mein Kampf being removed from shelves at major bookstores.
Well, there's a book chain in this country called Dimmock, and it's one of the major bookstores. They have stores right around the country, and they have been selling Mein Kampf. Now, it's not against the law to sell Mein Kampf. The problem was that they had 660 different editions, and 55 of them were on sale without any attached scholarship. And in other words, the other five editions had scholarship attached, putting Hitler into context, putting Mein Kampf into context, so that you wouldn't just pick up the book and walk away and take on board, you know, all the horrendous things which are in Mein Kampf, which is basically Hitler's worldview on the Jews, how evil, et cetera, et cetera. And so the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, our national roof body, approached Dimmock, approached this book chain and very cogently put out all the issues. And to the credit of the bookstore, they have removed the 55 editions which were problematic, which were on sale across the chain, and only the five editions which have scholarship putting Hitler and Mein Kampf into context are still on sale. So it was an excellent outcome, and credit to the bookstore, the chain, not the store, you know, for taking on board the concerns and responding very responsibly.
Amazing. Amazing that, although I have to say that, I remember as a university student buying Mein Kampf just because, I wanted to try and get some form of understanding around it. And if I recall correctly, the edition that I bought, didn't have any annotations and it didn't have any explanations, which is, obviously I was buying it from a very specific perspective. The danger would be somebody who's not doing that and who's unaware of the nature of the book, but at least their reaction was swift.
I was going to say that 100 years ago, when I was still in South Africa, I had the same experience that you did. So I too bought an edition in South Africa, and there was no scholarship. It was just the book. It was just Hitler's My Struggle, and it was just this appalling, very dense book, but with no context around it. So, but exactly the same experience that you just had. And the concerning thing here is that 55 of the 60 editions on sale also had no scholarship attached. So it seems very much that the scholarship is the minority and not the majority of books, of copies of this book, which actually are out there.
Amazing. Tell us about the South African Jewish Board of Deputies National Director briefing Australian Jewish leaders.
So this was an excellent conversation which we had. So obviously the whole world is in virtual, in lockdown in one form or another. And so we came up with the idea of let's engage with our opposite numbers, Jewish leaders around the world. And so I've had the pleasure and the honor of knowing Wendy Kahn, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, for many years. I wrote to her, invited her to speak by Zoom to the leadership, the Australian Jewish leadership and the leadership here in Sydney. And she responded, you know, within seconds, happy to do so. So late last week, we had a Zoom meeting. It was 10 o'clock your time. It was an early evening our time here in Sydney. And for an hour, so Wendy spoke to us about how the Jewish leadership in South Africa is responding to the pandemic. Excuse me. Many of the outstanding humanitarian programs which synagogues and Jewish institutions have taken on, many of which they were doing anyway, but have taken to a new level to support the impoverished sections of society in South Africa. And it was just a really constructive, productive collaboration, exchanging notes between leaderships of the Jewish community in Johannesburg and here in Australia. And just further cemented the ties already. And interestingly, Wendy asked the question, how many people on this Zoom call are actually former South African? And I have to say it was around 60%.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
60%. And it was incredible. And the 60% of people have taken on leadership positions community.
Well, that's what makes it interesting, is that we often see that South Africans who have left South Africa don't just sort of disappear into obscurity. So many get involved, actively involved in community and change the communities that they've gone to live in for the better. And I think that's something so awesome and something to be very proud of.
It is something to be proud of. And in fact, just one example of that. So the national roof body here is the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. I'm the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. The president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry is a woman named Gillian Siegel, who has an incredible private CV, as in was on the board of the Stock Exchange of Australia, was on the board of one of our four biggest banks, left South Africa at the age of 5. So she herself is a former South African, even though came here as a young child.
Incredible.
And exactly as you say, it is to the credit of South African immigration here that they don't sort of just curl away and disappear, but in the main, get involved and make a tremendous contribution.
Yeah, really impressive. The Jewish CEO of Australian Rugby League has quit. Tell us about that.
So that's very briefly, I have to confess, I'm a rugby tragic, and that's the sport I love the most. In this country, however, you know, we have the Wallabies and not doing so great these days, but rugby league is the religion in this country, and even more so than rugby union. And so the rugby league, the National Rugby League, as it's called, the CEO has been a man called Todd Greenberg, former member of Maccabi, strongly identifying member of the Jewish community. And for the last 4 years, he has been CEO of the National Rugby League in Australia. And just a couple of days ago, he had to resign. So did nothing untoward, as in nothing illegal or anything like that. But a lot of internal politics, etc. And I don't know, the rugby league not making as much money as it should, etc., etc. And with this whole pandemic sort of not helping the matter. So Todd Greenberg had to resign, or did resign, chose to resign. But a strongly identified member of the Jewish community, former Maccabi member, etc., has been head of our rugby league here for the last 4 years, but only up until last week, and as of now, no longer.
Very, very interesting indeed. That's where we leave it. Vic Aladef, he is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, speaking to us every Tuesday at this time. Great chatting to you.